This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, family and friends. I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., finding God's truth for a way forward together. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me this afternoon, Renette Marburg, on my program called Rise. It's wonderful to be in the studio this week again. I just want you to remind you that this is the program where we give you hope, guidance, wisdom, and knowledge when real life happens in the family. We discuss relevant and often unspoken issues in the family in truth and in love. With God, we can rise above everything to complete restoration as a family together. And we have an incredible gentleman in the studio with us. He's a multi-talented musician, John Fortune. And I'm sure you probably know who he is. If you go around Tiger Valley on the weekends, he plays there. But he's got a testimony that will rock you and really make you understand who God is and how he restores one to complete healing and restoration. He is going to share his testimony with us straight after this, but he is also the founder of the Tigerberg Music Tuition Center, and he teaches young people to play music. And John, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
So much, Renette. I appreciate it so much, you having me here.
But we're going to catch up with you straight after this, but we're going to listen to Christy Knuckles first with Everything Is Mine in You. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me this afternoon. We've got a bit of admin that we need to do, and I just want to encourage you to please interact with us. We have a WhatsApp line on 081-729-1657. We have an SMS line, 37988. A telegram is the same as our WhatsApp line, 081-729-1657. And please go onto our Facebook page on 729 Carpster Council or 729 Cape Pulpit. There is so much activity happening on there. Please engage with us, be with us, let us get to know each other, and you'll see a lot of activity on our Facebook page. Our counseling department is also on 021-91-77-000 and just press option 1. And for that, you are welcome to contact us if there's any need. We can maybe just direct you or pray with you, but please contact us as you might need. And but we also would love to encourage you. You know, I support Cape Pulpit. Will you? We have a wonderful project now, 729, Project 729. You can support us by taking part in our Project 729 campaign. Sponsor 5 minutes on air at the cost of 72 rand 90 cents. And you can send your message of commitment to 081-729-1657. I'm just going to repeat that. 081-729-1657, and start with the numbers 729 and your name, and we will contact you. You can also visit our website, click on capepulpit.co.za, and on the homepage you will see the Project 729 button. Click on it. Now you can fill out the form, and our team will make contact to finalize with you. Thank you for taking hands with us. Together we can ignite hope and bring the gospel to the generations to come. And we would love to just have you, encourage you just to join us and, donate to us, the 72 rand 90 cents. As we know, the gospel is for free, but operations aren't. And we have bills to pay at the end of the month. So please, please find it in your heart. As you can see, it costs quite a bit to be on air. So please join us, and we're looking forward to meeting with you. And we have a wonderful guest in our studio this afternoon, and his name is John Fortune. John, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. You're a multi-talented musician, been with several musicians throughout the throughout your years of being in the music industry, and you're also tutoring youngsters at the moment. So, but you had an horrific accident, and I would love you to just give us a little bit of your testimony prior to that. You've had near-death experiences. I cannot believe that you're still alive, and it's only God's grace and mercy on your life, and He's obviously got a wonderful purpose and a plan for you.
Totally agree to that.
So please just share with us your journey.
Good morning, all the listeners, and thanks, Jeanette, for having me on your program, Brian. Really appreciate this. I'm John Fortune, and so grateful to be able to speak to the listeners this morning. I was raised by my grandma for ministering. At 4 and a half, I could play the guitar. And a quote, a scripture that I want to give today, and I'll come up later with why I said what I'm saying. The Bible says that train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And starting at when I got married, I'm now married for 37 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's wonderful. You don't hear that today.
Yeah, and we've been together for 5 years before that, so we've been together for just on to 42 years, mm-hmm. Jeanette.
Wonderful.
I served in the Navy for 15 years, and things started happening towards the end of my career in the Navy. There was one day I was on the train, and four guys wanted to rob the people on the train. Two guys took their position next to me. The other two guys opened the door, the doors of the train, while it was in motion. And the next moment, the guys just grabbed me and threw me out of the train.
Sure.
I then had to convince myself, speak to myself, that you can't pass out now. And I had to get home. I got home and I said to my wife, I just need to sleep now. I'm extremely exhausted. And she got me to hospital. And that was the first attack on my life.
Yes.
And a couple of years later, my baby brother was murdered. Mm. He was burned out beyond recognition. And I had to go to the mortuary to go and have a look at the remains. And for that moment in time, it was, I could handle it. I left the Navy 2003, and I'm just going to run through a couple of things quick, not going in depth detail, if you don't mind. I left the Navy 2003 and wanted to go into business. I then had the opportunity to manage a business in Tukai. I've been there for a month, and the end of that month, 9 guys burst in on the forecourt, and the guys started pistol whipping me. The last guy was supposed to blow my brain out, and we were in the office, and he had the gun to my forehead. And I then realized that this is the end.
Hmm.
And a lot of things just flashed through my mind, but it was like a blanket of peace that came over me, and I smiled at the guy with the gun in his hand. And the smile made him nervous, because normally he was supposed to see fear, and he didn't see that. And in order to indicate to his friends that he shot me, he let 2 shots go off in the office, and he ran off. And that was only the beginning. I ended up that evening with 38 stitches coming from hospital. April 2008, I took my son's girlfriend, I had to take her home. And while we were talking about taking her home, I negotiated with my wife. I said, isn't it possible that she can just sleep over for the evening? She can sleep in your room. And my wife said to me, no, she must go home. And I said, right now, let's go. And my son said to me, we're only halfway through the movie. We can't go now. And it was as if we were waiting for this accident to happen. And they were ready, and we left. When we got to the top of the bridge in front of Grand West Casino, we noticed two cars coming at extremely high speed over the bridge, and the one guy lost control and knocked straight into us. It was then a head-on collision, and my son's girlfriend was unconscious. My wife got out of the car very cool, calm and collected, as if nothing happened to her. And she was saying that the scripture that came in a mind was, I've set the Lord before me. He is at my right hand. I will not be moved. And while she was standing next to the vehicle, somebody came around and said that the guy that knocked into us, he passed on.
Sure.
So that was the Saturday night, Sunday morning. The Monday I was supposed to start with a new job. Needless to say, the Friday I didn't sign any contracts. So there was nothing happening where finance is concerned. So the Monday, I found myself in a hospital. My ankle was crushed because I was pinned into the vehicle. The clutch pedal went through my ankle. And pinned me in the car. So in order to get me out, they had to cut the doors off. They had to cut the roof off.
Yeah.
And here is this vehicle that I bought for my wife, and I'm sitting inside and they're cutting this car off.
Oh, that must have been so painful. It was an expensive one too.
Now I came from hospital and the doctor said to me, 3 months and that'll be it for you. From 2008 till 2015, I was in a wheelchair.
My goodness.
So my ankle was crushed just under my knee was off. My top sections of my legs were broken. The ball joints was broken. My hand was off. Needless to say, I was a mess. And now I'm in a wheelchair. And the longer I'm in this wheelchair, the more I got depressed.
Yes.
And it came to 2015. My wife was not at home. Michelle, I sent her away. And I decided that I had enough being trapped in this body, and I decided to commit suicide.
Oh.
I got into my bucky, had the hoses from the pool pump, etc., connected, and there we go. And I got to the point where I couldn't lift up my hands anymore. I couldn't make any movement to stop the vehicle or switch it off. And there I was now sitting. In my mind, I recalled a lot of things. But it's just that you're in the process where you can't stop now.
Yes.
And absolutely. So my wife called somebody, one of the tenants. This guy went into my room, didn't find me. They came outside and he found me in the bucky. He called the police, switched the vehicle off, called the police, and the medics rocked up there. The person that then had me in the ambulance, he spoke to me and his words were so profound. He says to me, John, the Lord has got a plan for you.
Oh.
He said, you can't go now. There is still so much for you to do. And in my confused state, I said to him, when I come out of hospital, I want to come to your church.
Gave you the will to live.
Absolutely. And he said to me, but he says, you know what, John? I'm an Adventist. And that stayed with me. The fact that this guy is an Adventist. And I didn't take much note of that.
But, you know, and but you said that you were Pentecostal at the stage.
Absolutely, yes, 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 I was.
Okay, so, you know, but we're going to continue with this conversation after this, and I'd love you just to continue with what you were sharing now, and then what was that like when you started going to church? So, but we're first going to listen to Everyone to Know, Everyone to Know by Bethany Dillon. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's wonderful spending this hour with you, and we just want to encourage you to stay tuned. We've got a wonderful, very anointed musician in the studios with us this afternoon, John Fortune. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, John, and you were sharing your incredible testimony of how you are so privileged to be alive, and you know, you've got an incredible testimony. But share with us when once you were in the ambulance and what this paramedic said to you, and let's hear that part of your story.
Yeah, as I was saying, requesting from this guy that I would love to go to his church. He then said to me that he's an Adventist. And a year went by, the whole of 2015, the whole of 2016. I was suffering of unforgiveness. I was bitter. I became rebellious. Naming and blaming was at the order of the day. Who was to blame for me being in the accident? Why my son didn't listen to me, etc., etc. 2016... on Gumtree, there was an advert for a pianist. They needed a pianist at the Adventist Church.
Okay.
In Brackenfell. And it was only afterwards that I've heard that there was a lady, Ruline, that... And it wasn't the church that paid. It was this lady, Ruline, that yes. paid the stipend. And, yeah, I'm so grateful. She became like my spiritual mom that introduced me back
to God. To God, wow.
And, yeah, so 2016, I went for the interview, and then I became part of the praise and worship. And in the morning when they had the morning study, they went through the book of Job. And... whenever they start their lesson, I saw myself through the eyes of the Word. And this started as a journey for me of God reconstructing me. And the Word that I have learned from my grandmother now came into play, but it had a brand new meaning, totally yes. new. Mm-hmm. And new doors opened up for me. I started the Tigerberg Music Tuition Center. So from 2016 till now, it has been a process of healing and forgiveness and understand what happened to me in a brand new way.
Mm-hmm.
That God then came and everything that happened was not to destroy me. It was to mark out the weaknesses that has been in me.
Sure.
And those areas that I had to work on. So the Bible says that the storms came. And the house that was built upon the sand didn't stand. But the house that was built upon the rock, it says that house withstood the storms and the winds. But it didn't say that the windows weren't out. It didn't say the roof wasn't damaged. And then I looked at my life and I saw what God, this new thing that God was busy doing. And developing that heart of forgiveness. And because of this accident, that time I blamed on my son. That time in the past I blamed on my wife. now turned to me looking through the word, and things were not 100% between my son and myself because of the accident.
Yes.
And what then happened was, when total forgiveness came, I had to release and completely let go and forgive unconditionally.
Yes.
And immediately after I've done that, in that same week, we received a call from my son.
Okay.
And his words to me was, "Dad, thank you for who you are. Everything that you are today is who I am."
Hi.
He says that I could never see eye to eye with you. He says, "But after I've seen what you've been through and who you turned out to be, I want to spend more time with you."
Oh, praise the Lord.
If somebody had to give me R1 million, Lynette, it would not have been as valuable as what these words that my son passed on to me. But it was total forgiveness that changed me in order for my son to embrace me.
Mm-hmm.
And the very thing that I dumped, which were people, because I was so angry that I've been through a period of heavy depression.
Yes.
I didn't care what people think of me.
Because you said you were bodybuilding and
absolutely
incapacitated.
So everything that I dumped was, I never wanted to have anything to do with people again. For more than 10 years, in all of that time before I came to the Adventist Church, I never ever touched any instrument ever. I just dumped it. I wasn't interested. The very things that God wanted to use me for is the things that I've just distanced myself from.
Yeah.
My love for people, my love for worship on my instrument, God reintroduced that to me after I realized what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's such love for people. When I play my instrument, I'm not an entertainer, like I said to you before. I express my heart like David before God. And there might be parents this morning, there might be somebody listening to me, that you've decided that you're done with the church. I understand that. But God is not done with you.
Amen.
This is only the beginning of God wanting to come through and do through you and for you what the church can't do. And there are times that the hands of your church is taken off from you, so that God can put His hands on you. So you're sitting this morning, sitting this morning completely distressed. At the end of your thither, something happened to you in your church that you say, "I don't ever want to go back there." I need to let you know, it is not where you want to go. It is that you are at exactly the spot where God wants you to be. Out of people's hands and into God's hands. And what I need to say is that because of time constraints, there were so many, many other things that has happened that I would love to share with you. But
we can continue that.
Yes, absolutely.
We please do. I really would love us to hear that. We're first going to listen to The River by Kathy Falloon. And I can tell you now, this testimony of yours is so touching. Thank you so much, John, for joining us this afternoon. But we're going to continue and hear what the journey of the Lord has given you straight after this. Good afternoon, and thank you for staying tuned in on my program called Rise. I'm Renette Marburg, and just want to remind you that, you know, we just before the break, we had, John was sharing about really some deep heart matters, but the Lord just reminded me in Psalm 34, 1 to 3, he says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. And this I just want to encourage you with, because, you know, we all have got a story to tell, some of us more colorful, colorful than others. But, you know, the Lord has really taken many of us through difficult times. So, John, thank you for sharing your testimony with us. So you were just sharing with us before, you know, taking heart on our children when things don't always, when they go into the world, and then God comes and does a whole lot of restoration.
Yeah. Today, Jeanette, I have my family back.
Amen.
And what God had to come, because there were certain things that my kids and I could not see eye to eye with, is that because of my background and where I came from, I was surrounded with alcoholism. Mm. And in this period of time that I never mentioned to you, I was told by the doctor, you know, because your body is so big, you know what? You just need to take one tot of whiskey at night for your muscles to relax. 6 months later, I was on a bottle.
My goodness.
And the next year, I had an alcohol problem because of rebellion.
Yes.
And because of unforgiveness.
Wow.
But the difference was that because my grandpa was an alcoholic, his sons were alcoholics, my mom was an alcoholic, that I could consume 2 bottles of whiskey. And today I'm ashamed of saying it. I could, but it was an old curse that was waiting to kick in.
Yes.
And when I had that amount of alcohol, I would speak to you the way I'm speaking to you now, because you know what? My system already built up a resistance.
Yes, and a custom.
Because of the generations that alcohol has been introduced to. And today, what I am saying, by saying what I'm saying, that because of this curse in the colored community, don't play with sin. Don't try and have a drink just because you can. Or I've heard many a times somebody, people saying, you know, but my pastor takes a little red wine. I don't have anything to do with my pastor. Let him do what he is doing. I know how the devil wants to destroy families' lives. And today you've got a problem that you've got kids that has got an addiction. You are suffering with an addiction that you're hiding away. You know what? It started when you became rebellious. It started when you were unforgiving. It started when you came to the senses that the world owes you. And I worked through that. And my kids today, my wife, being married now for 37 years, we've just fell in love all over again.
Oh, beautiful.
And having been on platforms with many big names, I don't want to throw names around, but
I mention one or two.
I've played for Pastor Benny Hinn. I've been on platform with Israel Houghton, mm-hmm. and many others, and but sometimes it makes you feel like somebody when you share a platform with people like that. Mm-hmm. But you know what the greatest feeling is? It's being in love with Jesus.
Amen.
It's a relationship that has developed over a period of time, and so much meaning came to my life, and I won my family back. Amen. So no matter what is being thrown to me to make me famous, that doesn't count. It's the fact that I'm in charge of my household, my family is happy, and I'm a complete dad in Christ.
Oh, beautiful.
And I just want to let people, I just want to let the listeners know out there that what happened to me at the beginning when it happened, there was no understanding. Why me? Mm-hmm. Why me? You know, in all of the things that happened, why me? You are sitting in that same position where you are saying, why me? Why you? It's because you've been set aside for something special.
Mm.
By God.
Amen.
Thank you very, very much for the time that you've taken listening to me and Renette. I'm so grateful. I feel honored. I'm humbled at the platform that you've given to me today. God bless you, man.
Thank you so much for all the beautiful work that you're doing. Thank you that you are having an impact on young people's lives. May the Lord just bless you abundantly. May He just, that you can continue serving Him in a mighty way. May your family just go from glory to glory, from strength to strength, and prosper in all areas of their lives. And may your healing come complete. You are looking incredible that you got your hands back, that you can play these instruments. So people, tell us where we can get hold of you, where they can see you, and just come and enjoy the weekend simply where you minister.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm at Tiger Valley Center. I'm there for 2 hours, Saturday and a Sunday. Sometimes only a Saturday or sometimes only a Sunday. On a Saturday, I am at the Adventist Church in Boston, which used to be the Dutch Reformed Church in Kerk.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the Adventist Church. And then Sunday, I play at Jesus Connect Church in Eastridge.
Okay, fantastic.
In Mitchell's Plain, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah. So my...
So you minister with your music?
Absolutely. Absolutely, ma'am.
That is wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. So, family friends, please go and look. Where can they contact you if they want to know anything more about your tuition school? And just give us an idea of where they can contact. Just give us your telephone number and give us your email address.
My number is 0767-403109.
Great.
And they can email me at my full name, johnpatrickfortune@gmail.com.
Fantastic, fantastic. And thank you. You're welcome to contact us on our WhatsApp numbers and our SMS number. Our WhatsApp is 0817291657. Our SMS line is 37988. Our Telegram number is exactly the same as our WhatsApp, 0817291657. And you're welcome to contact us if there's anything you want to know about our programs or anything about our guests. If you want to reach them, you're welcome to contact us. But thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And we are going to be having Gilma Stunder in here with the news. And so just hang in there and have a good week. Be safe. Stick to the rules. And we see you next week. Same time, same place. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. We're going to play out with New Day by Ernie Smith.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.